Dr. Pinsky with the Mount IME on Gerald, G-E-R-A-L-D, Inzerma, I-N-Z-E-R-M-A, Jr. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Inzerma as described in my report of 6-13-17, period. Mr. Inzerma is now a 61-year-old male who again reports he was injured at work on 9-8-15, period. He did not specify the mechanism of injury. Period. He believes he injured his neck, common right arm, common and right shoulder. Period. The latter was a rotator cuff tear that he had repaired surgically. Period. He did have further treatment with a pain specialist named Dr. Gallo, G-A-L-L-O, since last seen here. Period. This involved injections and radiofrequency ablations. Period. He is no longer receiving any active treatment. Period. Any paragraph. As per the record supplied, he had surgery done by Dr. Ropiak, R-O-P-I-A-K, on 3-4-11, period. On 1-8-16, he had surgery on the cervical spine to be inserted here, period. In the paragraph, Mr. Inzerma saw Dr. Gray, G-R-A-Y, on 3-27-13. Due to a problem in his right knee that started at least 6 to 8 weeks ago. Period, he had a cortisone injection that did not help. Period, he did have an MRI. Period. The plan was to do arthroscopy with partial medial meniscectomy. Period. He continued to be seen by Dr. Gray. 3-4-18-13, when it was noted he was 10 days status post partial medial meniscectomy of the right knee with grade 2 chondral changes. Period. New paragraph on 2-16-22. He was seen at a nurse practitioner at Regional Orthopedics with no change in his current symptoms. Period. She noted results of x-rays and MRI of the cervical spine from 1-24-22 to be inserted as marked. Period, he was diagnosed with cervical radiculopathy, comma, paniculitis affecting the regions of the neck, comma, back, comma, sacral and sacrococcygeal regions, comma, bilateral carpal tunnel syndrome, comma, chronic pain syndrome, comma, cervicalgia, comma, right shoulder pain, comma, and current drug therapy. Further reviewed the MRI, and the plan was to continue with medication as prescribed. Further, this included oxycodone, 15 milligrams every 6 hours. Period. Mr. Inzerma continued to be monitored here and had an updated MRI. Period, its results were described in a visit of Three 15-22, period. Underline this, we actually have the formal report, which is what will be included. He had ongoing care, and on the results of recent cervical spine x-rays, comma, MRI, comma, and EMG were noted and will be inserted here as marked. Period. Diagnostic impressions included what is marked from 1-6. Period. Dr. Gleimer, G-L-E-I-M-E-R, ordered a night extension splint for his right upper extremity and physical therapy for the carpal and cubital tunnel syndrome. Period. In paragraph, EMG was done by Dr. Sitta, C-I-T-T-A, on 5-23-22. Period, she noted a previous EMG was done on 12-30-16 and showed right C7 greater than C8 cervical radiculopathy and bilateral carpal tunnel syndrome that was severe, period. He underwent anterior cervical discectomy infusion at C4-5, C5-6, and C6-7 in January 2016 by Dr. Greenleaf, right carpal tunnel decompression in 2018, right knee arthroscopy in 2014, left rotator cuff repair in 2013, left thumb tendon repair in 2010, and perforated eardrum in childhood, period. He had other non-orthopedic conditions, including insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, coronary artery disease, hypertension, asthma, and headaches, period. The results of the EMG were read as abnormal and will be inserted here as marked, period. Repeat cervical spine x-rays were done on 124-22 compared to an MRI performed earlier that day, as well as MRI and CTs dating back to 11-18-15. Per the current study, was found status post C4-C7 anterior cervical discectomy infusion without radiographic evidence of instability. Per that same day, he had a cervical MRI to be inserted here as marked. Period. He also had a CAT scan of the cervical spine on 9-12-22 to be inserted here with its impressions. Period. Physical exam. Extremities inspection revealed healed portal scars about both shoulders. There was atrophy of the right web space, but no swelling or effusions. Period. Left shoulder abduction and flexion were to 140 and 145 degrees respectively with tenderness. Period external rotation was to 70 degrees. Period motion of the shoulders was otherwise full in all independent spheres with a crepitus or tenderness. Period. Combined active extension with internal rotation was reduced bilaterally at L4 on the right and L3 on the left. Period motion of the elbows, wrists, and fingers was full in all planes without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Many muscle testing was 5-5 for resisted right shoulder abduction, but was otherwise 5-5. Hands, wrists, elbows. Phelan's maneuver on the right elicited paresthesias through digits 1 through 4, but was negative on the left. Period shoulder maneuvers, he had a positive aptly scratch test on the left and near impingement maneuver, but these were negative on the right. Period the rest of that section is normal, extremities lower normal, spine cervical. Inspector revealed the heel transverse scar consists with his surgery. Period active flexion was 30 degrees, extension 40 degrees, rotation right 40 degrees and left 35 degrees with side bending right, 25 degrees and left 10 degrees, all with complaints of tenderness. Period, he had tenderness to palpation about the left trapezius in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the right, some of the paracervical musculature, or in the midline. Period, the skin on the posterior aspect of his neck was quite leathery and comports with his documented history of paniculitis there. Period, thoracic is normal. Lumbar spine, he had a healed lower midline scar consistent with cyst excision, but normal or dotted curve. That is normal. Impressions. Insert what is marked from the impressions section of my earlier report. And then continue with this. Since evaluated here, the petitioner received an order approving settlement and then reopened his claim. Period. He sought additional treatment with Dr. Gray and others. Period. He had updated plain x-rays and MRI of the cervical spine on 124-22 to be inserted here. Pretty also had a CT of the cervical spine on 9-12-22 to be inserted here. Pretty had physical therapy. Pretty also had an EMG to be inserted here. Period. Neat paragraph, the current exam found he did have healed surgical scarring and a decreased low-data curve in the cervical spine. Period. Active range of motion was decreased, but Sperling's maneuver was negative. Period. He had decreased range of motion at the left shoulder. Appeared he had atrophy of the right web space. Appeared he had positive Apley scratch and near impingement maneuvers on the left shoulders. Left shoulder. Period. New paragraph. My opinions relative to permanency will be inserted here as marked for my early report. Period. And underline this. I will take into account what seems to have been a new disc herniation. Period. However, its late onset does not comport with the injury that occurred on 9/8/15. Period. End.